Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is Saturday morning, June the 25th, 2011, and I am more than grateful that you chose to be with me as we hopefully take a look at some interesting questions that people have posed to me. I think they're life questions, actually, and a lot of them are really good this morning, so I think you'll find them very helpful. But before I begin, I want to invite you to a very special workshop that I'm going to be conducting on the Saturday of July the 2nd, 2011. We're going to be at the Carl Cherry Center here in Carmel, preparing for a very special time that's going to happen. We're going up to Mount Madonna, and we're going to have our first meditation retreat there that we've ever had. It will be in a setting, I think, that will be most conducive to our spiritual life and our inner work. And I'm very thrilled to be able to do this. As a prelude to this, and you don't have to be going to Mount Madonna with us to join us for this workshop in Carmel. We'll be at the Carl Cherry Center, 4th and Guadalupe here in Carmel. It's where I have my discourses every Saturday from 9:30 to about 10, and you're always welcome to join us for any of those discourses. But nonetheless, we're going to be at the Carl Cherry Center from about 9:30 to about 3. And we're going to be doing inner work. We're going to be doing Vipassana meditation, the two new meditations that I've offered, Tibetan pulsing meditations that I've offered, deeper silence and resonance bronze, and walking meditation, eating meditation. We're going to spend a day in total silence. So if this appeals to you, or if this sounds like something that would be helpful to your life, I would be honored for you to come and join us. That's Saturday, July the 2nd, 2011. To get started, you might want to come to the website at aspire.org. And when you get there, go look under events. And if you go to events, you'll see a little a door opens up or windows open up, and you will see workshops in Carmel. And if you click on that, you will find yourself quickly taken to the workshops in Carmel, and you can take a look at what's there. You can sign up via the website at aspire.org. It only costs $50. It's a donation. Part of it is tax deductible. The proceeds go to the Carl Cherry Center here in Carmel, a wonderful place. It's located at 4th and Guadalupe here in Carmel, and they have wonderful plays there and beautiful art, and you can go there on Saturday or during the week and take a look at their art and the beauty of the whole center. It's quite charming. It's just Carmel charming, actually. And if you want to join us and be with us, I'd love to have you there. The other part of the proceeds go to purchase more airtime of our radio program so you can hear it here on KRXA. And it includes your lunch. So there's a lot of good things going on here, and I would love to have you. But to sign up, you need to do one of two things. You can either sign up via the website at aspire.org, or you can call me at 831-622-8410. That's 831-622-8410. Now, if you call this morning, I will be at the Cherry Center, so I won't be able to answer the phone, but leave me your name and your phone number, and I promise I'll call you back when I get back in, and we can take care of it if you don't feel comfortable doing it over the internet with the secure measures that we have put forth on the website. It's very secure. You can pay with PayPal or Visa or MasterCard if you want. And I will acknowledge you, and I'll send you, if you're a new person, I will send you a fun packet, a little information packet, as I like to call it. But if you're not, and I've had the honor of having you previous to this, all you got to do is email me and say, you know, sign me up and I'll do it, and I'll take good care of you. The first question comes from Kevin. I don't know where Kevin lives. He doesn't tell me, but what a question. Where do I begin an authentic spiritual practice, as you say on the radio? How long, generally, does it take before it takes effect? Kevin. Kevin, you are an American. America. Oh, America. Americans want it all now, and it should only take a certain amount of time and money and effort, and then you should get results. I think you've gone to the gym too long. How long do you go to the gym before you see results? Everybody's into results and how long it takes for this and that to happen. And it's all about what I can get. Me, 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 the great American opera. Kevin, let me just say this to you. Where do you begin? If you go to the website, again, at aspire.org, and you go to the path, if you go there, you will see where to begin, stage one and stage two. And that's where I would begin. And let me tell you why and how I began and what that was all about for me. I had to learn how angry I was and am, how pissed off I am about, things that don't even matter. It all starts with our childhood, and we go off into our childhood, and we start feeling the relationship our mother and fathers are having with each other, and then we begin to assimilate that as a virus within us, and it starts to take effect, and we start to become at odds with ourselves, and then all of that builds up into a hidden anger that we have, a hidden fear that we have about our life, and then that turns into attitudes of self-hatred and animosity and philosophy and ideas and ideals and all sorts of stuff. It takes effect in all sorts of different ways, not just one way. This is how I got to be the way I am. And if it goes unchecked within me, then I find a tremendous amount of pain and sorrow welling up. Then that becomes my lifestyle of covering my pain and sorrow with anything I can that will bring me gratification. And that is just not a good thing. So when I went to India for the first time, I went with the idea that this man who I had been working with in Lawrence, Kansas, of all places, this little Zen master, I was trying to learn to meditate, and I couldn't do it. Finally, this guy from India had been there for a while, and he said to me, well, dude, the reason you can't meditate is because you're very angry. And I wanted to, grab his throat and say, what do you mean I'm angry? But I said, I'm angry? And he said, oh, yeah, you're one pissed off dude. I'm in seminary now. You know, this is way back in the early 70s. And I said, well, what do I do about it? And he told me I needed to do catharsis. I didn't know what a catharsis was until I hit India and found out what it was. Then when I started practicing catharsis, that's when my anger started to come out, my sorrow and my pain and all the ugly stuff. I started vomiting, as it were, psychically, all of the ugly things that went on in my childhood and the things that I was fostering, nurturing, and keeping going inside of me. And I just kept it going without knowing it. The catharsis helped me get a release. Now, you got to understand something, Kevin. I still cathart every day. I have to. Because if I don't, it all builds back up. A catharsis is where I let go through breathing techniques of my hurt, my pain, and my sorrow. You can't meditate without catharting. And that's why all these pseudo dudes that teach you that, this is what you do, here's how you do Vipassana, you don't have to do anything else, is wrong. I'm too angry. The flow of my thoughts are in proportion to my anger. The quality of those thoughts is in proportion to my anger. My anger is in proportion to my fear. And it just keeps going and going and going. I offer a very complete system to help you. So you ask me, where do I begin my practice? You're going to have to begin with catharsis. You're going to have to begin practicing heavy breathers, which is the cathartic meditation that I I talk about. You can get it on DVD or CD if you like. I prefer having it on when I'm not around to teach you how to do it. It's probably best to get the DVD and later the CD. You can do the actual meditation on DVD, watching it on TV or on your computer, whatever you like. There's also a CD version of it, Kevin. You just pop it in. You learn what it's all about by watching the DVD for a while, and then you can just go with a CD. You breathe and bring up this energy, this ancient, old, toxic virus that needs to be let go of. Then, once that has been done for a while, then you can start some of the Tibetan pulsing meditations that I have created for you. And that you will find very, very meaningful and extremely helpful. And you do it, and you do it, and you do it until it does you, until you're free. And you'll know, my students know, they can feel it. They feel it inside themselves. They can sit down, they can meditate, they feel a sense of freedom. The mind isn't caving in on them, and that's where you go. You ask me, how long till it takes effect? Yeah, when's it going to take effect? It all depends on you, Kevin. I mean, you know, it could be in 5 seconds, it could be in 5 years or 5 lifetimes. I don't know. You know, for all of us, it's different. It's not something that you chart out. It's, you don't do this work because you want effects. Believe me. If you're even remotely thinking that, it's not going to happen. And I would tell you, wait until you're really ready. You got to feel the pull. You got to want this more than you want to. What you're going through now, you got to want love more than wanting what you think will get you love. You've got to want the life more than what you think will get you a life. You've really got to look at it from an entirely different point of view. In the Beatitudes, Jesus talks about it as hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Now, that is a real, real effect. That is what it's really all about. But that's not what we do, that's not where we're at, and that's not where we go, so we have a lot of difficulty. I say to you, Kevin, until it becomes a burning issue within you, until you want it more than you want some effect in your life that you think will make your living better, don't do it, because you'll just go through the motions, and you will poison the process by going through it with your desire for it to all get over with and get to the better side. A spiritual practice, an authentic one, is not to fix your life. It is not to make it a better thing. It is your life. And that would mean that you would have to change a lot of things about the way you value yourself, your life, your world, and your living. And by the sound of your email and asking me how long it takes effect, I just don't think it's time yet. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Go to the path. And if I'm wrong, nothing will keep you from it. But go to the path on the website at aspire.org. You will see it there. You go to the home page. You'll see home, about Aspire, the path. And then you just pull down that little bar there, and it will say where to begin, stage one. And that's where you begin. And go look at the meditations that are there. And one of them happens to be heavy breathers. And I would highly suggest you begin with that one. But you won't. You know it, I know it. But it was a great question, and I couldn't help but grab it. And thank you for either listening to me or watching me. I'm not sure where you are, but thank you. And please forgive me, eh? Namaste. How many teachers in the world look at prospective students and say, don't join us? Only this insane one. All right, the next question comes from Kenneth down in San Diego. How do we overcome everything we need to get rid of in order to be happy and free? Kenneth from San Diego. Kind of like Kevin here. How do we overcome everything we have to overcome to be happy is what I hear you saying. Get rid of all the things that keep us from happiness. This is a very difficult question. And it's borderlines on the silly, of course, because how do we overcome? Every moment of your life is a chance to love. It's all about love, Kenneth. It isn't about getting what you want or believing in some philosophy with all of your might and then thinking that that would be enough. Not at all. To overcome everything we need to get rid of, you say in your email. What does that mean? Do you get rid of the human, and how much of it do you get rid of? Can you get rid of the remnants of the human? The only thing that bars us from the life that lives within us is our complexity of mind. The mind and the emotions build up so much toxic waste that we are consumed most of our life with the idea of how to get rid of our pain and our suffering that is emotionally induced by our indulgence in pain and suffering. We like movies that are about pain and suffering. We like stories about it. We hang out with people and gossip about it. You look in the news, it's always about what someone did to someone else and how terrible it was and all this garbage. And we never really find the meaning of our own life when we live like that. To overcome ourselves is what Buddha taught. You can overcome many things in and of the world, but to overcome ourself, that is something magnificent. That is something beautiful. That is something triumphant. That is meaningful. Because once you've overcome yourself, and I'll tell you what that means here in just a moment, you have overcome everything that keeps you from the love that lives within you. So what is this self I'm talking about? Oh, it's my ego, my vanity, my pride, my arrogance. It's all the things that go beneath all of that. You got to take it a little deeper. It's about, the way I was raised and maybe who said what to me and how I was emotionally seduced and induced to believe that hate was the only way to overcome hate. And as long as I live in this pseudo kind of love that I call my life and my emotions and being introduced to nothing but emotional pain and discomfort all the time and then gratification and pleasure all the time to overcome the pain of it all and that whole thing, I just miss the meaning of my life. You'll miss everything that is deeply important, Kenneth, if you're trying to overcome your life with your life. It just won't work. So the antidote is very simple. I have to be willing to no longer be influenced by the things I was influenced by, fear and hate. Now, that is the essence of a spiritual practice. It isn't about a philosophy or religion. It is about not me not being influenced by my fear and my hate, which means that I see it clearly for what it is. I see my fear, I see my hate, and I see it very clearly. I don't try to make it something it's not. I don't try to believe that it is something it can't be. I look at my life and I realize if I keep going the way I am with the values I have of wanting to quote-unquote get ahead, get what I want, live for what I can get, I am going to become a very miserly person. I'm going to be becoming a kind of ugly man that only wants what he believes in and only condones what he believes in and is judgmental about others who have something different than what he has. Or maybe I'll get into jealousy and pride and vanity. Who knows? So you're saying, how do we overcome everything we need to get rid of in order to be happy and free? Kenneth, you are already happy and you are already free. All you need to do is recognize that you don't have to go through the folderol of going through everything you have ever done to yourself that has been unkind and limiting and then correct it. All you have to do is see it for what it is. You are already happy. You are already free. the only thing that keeps you is your idea of what keeps you. Your obsession with what you believe in or what you think. The mania of your desires, your ambitions, your pride. Just let them go. Easy to say, hard to do, huh? All you have to do is not go there. Now that is an authentic spiritual practice. Where I'm not much interested in how anything happens. I'm more interested in the way things are. If I go into a spiritual practice trying to correct my life and make it what I believe it should be, I am going to find myself in the midst of confusion and doubt, and that won't work very well for any of us. So, Kenneth, don't worry about getting rid of it all. Just focus. You are already happy. You are already free. The only thing keeping you is what you see, what you live by, what you want, what you believe in. Just watch, and as you see it all go before you, it will be dropped. And you will recognize, I don't need to do anything but just be happy and free. And the work that you have to do to let go of all of that will be the course of your lifetime. And that, my friend, is a very meaningful life. Believe me, it is very meaningful. I was in India many, many moons ago. And I was sitting with a master called Nisar Sargata, the Maharaj. And he said something I will never forget in a discourse, in a question and answer period. Why do you struggle with everything that is so ugly when you are simply so beautiful? He is right. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Bill, and he lives in Salinas and listens to us here on KRXA. What if the world comes to an end? Where will we all go, Bill? Bill, what does it matter where we'll all go? What makes you think that we go anywhere? If it all came to an end today, it all comes to an end today. And what will be. And I guess you'll find out if you really love or not love, or you really believe in things you don't believe in, or whatever it is, you'll find out that all of this was just an illusion and a delusion, and you'll be where you are, and what can you do? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I don't personally go there with any of that, but since you asked, and everybody seems to be obsessed with the 2012 thing, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and there's nothing you can do to prepare for it or anything. What will be, que sera, sera. And if I were you, I wouldn't put much credence in it. I would focus on now, living here now, doing the things that make love so possible, and letting love live you. And if you do that, if you can let love live you, the rest doesn't matter. People worry about the afterlife who don't have a life here. This life is the meaningful life. This moment is everything. And why tarnish it with silliness and pride and vanity and all that other stuff that has nothing to do with the nature of love that you really are? Thank you, Bill, for your sweet question. I'm running out of time, and I got to get out of here. Please forgive me. Namaste. Again, if you have a question or a comment, something I might be able to be of service to you, I would be honored to hear from you. If you come to my website at aspire.org, that's aspire.org, I would be honored for you to come, take a look around. There is a little button there saying media on the home page. If you pull it down, you get a little scroll there that says radio program. If you click on that, you can listen to past radio programs I've done. here on KRXA. And if you like, you can offer a question, and I would love to hear from you. There's a place there for you to email me, and just feel free to do so. I would love to hear from you. And if you don't want me to use your name or where you live, just let me know, and I'll be happy to honor that. No problemo. Okay? Remember our workshop. It is coming up here very, very soon. Boy, the days do fly. Saturday, July the 2nd, 2011, we'll be at the Carl Cherry Center here in the beautiful city of Carmel, and we're going to spend a day in silence. There'll be walking meditation, Vipassana. We'll be working on the two new meditations, Resonant Bronze and Deeper Silence. It's all there for you to be of service to you. And if you are interested in joining us, I would love to have you. Even if you've never been with us before, it would be an honor to have you. Really would be. The donation is only $50. It is, parts of it are tax deductible. The proceeds go towards the Carl Cherry Center and to purchase more airtime of our radio program here, Aspire. And on top of all of that, as nice as it is, we will feed you a gorgeous lunch, and I think you will find it very, very fun. I'm out of here. We will be back on the air, or I will be back on the air tomorrow morning at 9:04. This program is heard Saturday and Sunday at 9:04 here on KRX. I hope you will join us. Take a look at your life today. It's already happy. The fields are already white to the harvest. Why make this such an issue? It's all about love, my dear one. It's all about love. Let love live you. Be brave. Be courageous. Reach out a little bit by reaching in a lot. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow at 9:04. Please forgive me. Namaste.